This is Jay Sekulow, a constitutional showdown over so-called recess appointments.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
You sound so innocent, all full of good intent. Swear you know best.
Today, I'm appointing Richard as America's consumer watchdog.
Congress has been in recess and has made every indication that it will be in recess for a sustained period of time, and that gaveling in and gaveling out for 7 seconds does not constitute a recess with regard to the president's constitutional authority. This is a gimmick versus a constitutionally enshrined authority, and we feel very comfortable as a legal matter that the Constitution trumps gimmicks.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The President of the United States is the President of the United States. He's the Chief Executive Officer. He's not the King. He's not the Sovereign. He doesn't get to make up the rules on his own.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. You want to call and get in this conversation early, 800-684-3110. The Imperial Presidency. I was on Fox News this morning. This is making big news, folks. The president making these four recess appointments, except for one problem. The House and Senate are not in recess. The president has usurped the authority of the United States Constitution. It's effectively shredding the United States Constitution. And the question is going to be, what are we going to do about it? And how do you feel knowing that the president's made very radical appointments? I mean, these are really radical appointments to the NLRB, that's the National Labor Relations Board, to this Consumer Protection Agency, the so-called watchdog agency, despite no Senate oversight, no Senate hearings. And let me tell you this. Recess appointments are allowed under the Constitution, but only when Congress is in recess, and folks, they're not. And it was Barack Obama, who was then Senator Obama, that was one of the leaders of putting this, what they call pro forma sessions, in place. So this is nothing new here. This is the president trying to usurp his own previous procedures and his own policies. I'm telling you, it sounds, to some are saying, well, it sounds very technical. It is a usurpation of the United States Constitution. It's very serious. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan and Thanner in our D.C. office. Guys, this is serious stuff.
No, it's very serious. I mean, listen, you got Nancy Pelosi saying how proud she is of the President of the United States, and then asks about the legal issues, and we could play the sound bites later in the broadcast, asks about the legal issue, said, oh, well, I'm not in the Senate, so that's not a role of the House of Representatives. This whole strategy, Dad, was put together by Senate Democrats to stop President Bush from making recess appointments, and President Bush said, yeah, if they do this, I can't make any more recess appointments. So did the Obama administration lawyers. So you've had Republican administration lawyers and Democrat administration lawyers back-to-back say, yeah, if you do this pro forma method, you can't make recess appointments. That's been the precedent. That's been the way we see things. And that's coming from the executive branch's own attorneys, who, regardless of Republican and Democrat, usually do assert presidential authority and executive authority. Both times, both administrations have said no. President Obama doesn't care about that anymore. He thinks the American people don't like Congress, or that, you know, their approval is lower than his, so that he can get away with this battle. And that's why we've got to start hearing from the American people on
this.
Let me
take it a step further. His own Solicitor General said that for a recess to be effective, it has to be a three-day real recess. Folks, there has not been one. And what you've got happening now is the president taking the authority of the Constitution, shredding it up, and acting as if he's king. Now, we want to take direct action on this. We said we were going to let you know how to do that yesterday. Now we're going to let you know. We've got a petition. It's going to go to Congress, but I'll tell you who else it's going to. The President of the United States. And it's going to say, retract those appointments and abide by the Constitution, or a lawsuit's coming. Here's the phone number. You go onto that petition right now. Stand up for liberty and freedom in the Constitution. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But folks, we don't let the president shred the Constitution. He's not king. Let him know that. 877-989.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
So White House spokesman Jay Carney refused Thursday to explain the administrative's legal justification for President Barack Obama's so-called recess appointments. I'm going to keep saying so-called because that's what they are. Congress isn't in recess. This is a usurpation of constitutional authority. This is a this is a ripping up and shredding of the Constitution. I was already on Fox News this morning. That's posted at aclj.org. You can sign this petition. Here's what we want to tell the president. Sorry. You didn't get elected to be king of the United States. That's not the way it works here. You need to abide by the Constitution and, by the way, the precedent that you yourself set, Mr. President. So we want to hold him accountable. And I want you to do this, folks. I want you to go to your phones right now or go to aclj.org. We are not going to allow these kind of matters to take place because if a Republican were to have done this, this would be national crisis. Well, it is a constitutional crisis because the president is taking authority he doesn't have. Here's the number. You go to your phones and you speak out. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. You can sign up online. We've got postings about this online. We've written about this online. I posted a blog on it. This is becoming big news. And by the way, one of the arguments being made is, well, it's pro forma sessions. Well, you know what happened in the last pro forma session? They passed the extension of the payroll tax cut. So don't give me this. This is just pro forma. This was a policy, by the way, put in place by the Democrats to block Bush appointments. So who are they kidding? We know exactly what's going on here. Now we're educating you. We told you what the Constitution said yesterday. Today, we want you to fight back. Fight back against this administration. Tell the president he can't do it and tell Congress to stand up. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, Than, let me go to Than first on this one. What is congressional reaction right now?
Yeah, Jay, been on the phone with House and Senate offices actually all morning, and one of the things that they're saying is exactly what you said. Well, you know, even though there was business transacted, what if there wasn't? So what? That's not the constitutional requirement. The constitutional requirement is that we be in recess for these appointments to be made. We were not in recess, so even if we didn't do business, it doesn't matter. And real quickly, Jay, one of the things that I've been in discussions with the Senate, they can actually push back on this. The Senate Republicans could pull together and they could refuse to allow any business to be done until the president backs out of their constitutional turf. This is just me speaking, Jay. I think that they should do that. I think it would call the president's bluff. It would push him out of their territory, and they would say, fine, if you're going to ignore the rules, we're not going to let anything be done until you back off. We'll see if they go that far, but there are options on the table, and we're talking through all of them as we speak.
You know, folks, I want to say this also, then I want to get Jordan's comments, but, you know, we're dealing with this constitutional crisis right now. I was reviewing it last night and this morning. Did Fox News. It's up at ACLJ.org. But let me tell you what else happened today. We filed a brief representing more than 100 members of Congress. It's, by the way, a great article in The Hill. 100 members of the United States Congress challenging Obamacare. And, Fan, it's more than 100. What was the final tally?
Yeah, 117, Jay. Almost 30% of the Congress, yeah. About 50% of the Republicans.
50% of the Republicans and about a third of the United States Congress, folks. I mean, or 30% of the United States Congress. That's unprecedented in our history. And a thank you again to our members. Jordan, this is a serious fight. We got a lot of calls going on. Let's get right back to them.
Yep. Sherry's calling from California on line one. Sherry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Good morning. Thank you for all you do. I support you.
Thank you.
We have a problem. Whose agenda is Obama following? He signed a National Defense Act on December the 31st, very quietly, I might add, but that's the very thing he said in his campaign he was not going to do.
Well, let me tell you what agenda he's following, his own. And not only is he following it, he is implementing it in a way that, in our view, especially with these recess appointments, I mean, you look at these appointments, everybody's talking about the consumer affairs guy, but look at these NLRB appointments. One of them is arguing for undocumented illegal aliens to get back pay to the Supreme Court of the United States, which, by the way, they lost. The other is a union boss. The president knows exactly what he's doing here. Despite the fact that these are really radical appointments, and they were just nominated, the NLRB appointments, folks, this is what I want everybody to understand. The NLRB appointments were just put forward on December 15th. There has not even been time for a hearing. When you see recess appointments in the past, and folks, I've been involved in recess appointments, it's usually because of filibustering, months and months of stalling. No stalling here. No hearings here. And something else not here. No recess. And the president makes a recess appointment. That's called a violation of the United States Constitution. Jordan, give everybody the number to go ahead and sign on. We need people to really rally around us this weekend and make a point here.
We do. You call now, folks, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We explained it yesterday. We continue the explanation. Dad, I encourage people to check out your interview on Fox News as well, because you walk through the steps. Why this isn't recess. You know, I'm so sick and tired of seeing the Bush recess appointment numbers put up next to Obama's and saying, see, it's just four more. It's not, because there hasn't been a recess. And so, folks, you need to call now, because the president does this. And he's already made power grabs through Obamacare and passing legislation. Now he's saying, I don't even need Congress. I'll just make the power grab myself, even when my own attorneys have said, no, this is not really authorized by the President of the United States. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You know, Dad, I have Congressman James Langford on my show today. I asked him the question, what is his first reaction to this move by President Obama? Let's take a listen. Congressman, let me just get your reaction to this first. You've come out with a strong statement.
Yeah, I couldn't have been more furious in the process, because this is one more executive power grab is what it is. It's a redefining of a whole new power and completely ignoring constitutional principles here. Constitutional principle is there is advice and consent that has to occur from the Senate for any of these appointments. He's ignored that completely and said, basically, I don't want to work with the Senate, which I can't imagine any president that does want to work with the Senate, but the Constitution requires it, and so you do it.
I'll tell you this, Congressman Langford's right, but here's take it a step further. This is a complete usurpation of constitutional authority. I mean, this is, folks, this is unprecedented. This is the president acting as if he's the imperial king, as if he's a monarch, but he's not. And the reaction on this is going to need to be strong, because the reality is the president, in our view, has violated the Constitution. Do what Jordan just said. Go to aclj.org. You can sign up there. We've got, by the way, we posted blogs on it. We've got the interview on Fox News on our tremendously great ACLJ website. For those of you that have been going to the new website that we launched late last summer, you know what a great site. Interactive. We're on the news so much, we're able to keep that information up there for you. aclj.org. Sign up online at aclj.org. Or call us right now and say, no, Mr. President, you're not the king. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Folks, let's go right back to the phone calls. I really like the call. Let's go to Jerry in Oregon on line six. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. You know, I understand Obama used to teach constitutional law.
Yep. University of Chicago, good law school.
He's got no excuse for this, and that makes this violation of his presidential oath an impeachable offense. We should quit playing softball with this guy and get him out of here.
Well, the question of impeachability has to come from the House and the Senate. Here's what you do have, and this is what you got. You've got an action that is, in our view, unconstitutional. Some will say extra constitutional, but I say unconstitutional. We are looking right now at the legal options. I was on Fox News this morning. They already said we'd filed suit. We hadn't filed suit yet, and I made that clear with Martha McCallum. We are looking at all of the legal options, as is the United States Chamber of Commerce. So there's going to be legal action here. This is not appropriate. This is not correct. And that's why we're fighting back. But you know how you're going to get a response here? The question is going to be this. Is anybody going to be talking about this usurpation of constitutional authority once the weekend comes and goes? And then we're talking about the New Hampshire primary. I think the answer is going to be yes. But, again, it's going to be up to the American people to have their voice heard.
All right, folks, let's take another phone call. 1-800-684-3110. You want to talk to us on the air. Ed calling from Kansas on line 5. Ed, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, yes. I'm calling also because to ask if Eric had gotten before the House Judiciary Committee, because not only this, but remember Fast and Furious.
Well, Fast and Furious is before the Judiciary Committee. In fact, Eric Holder is going to be back on February 2nd before Congressman Issa's committee. In fact, I'm going to be on Fox again that day. They've already booked us for that one. But, Than, anything on – is there any talk of hearings now? What's the main talk, I guess? We just got about 20 seconds here before we take a break. What's the main thoughts?
I think you might see hearings on this in the House in the future, but keep in mind the hearings for these nominees would have been in the Senate. And, Jay, you pointed this out. The nominations were only made a couple of weeks ago, so the Senate didn't even have the opportunity to hold those hearings in the first place before this was rammed through.
All right, folks, you go to your – I want hundreds of you going to your phones right now. I don't want to take no for an answer here. I want to fight back and fight back really aggressively. Here's what I want you to do. We go to a break. You go to your phones. We've got about almost 500 phone calls come in, many more to the Internet. I want that to be much more. Let's tell the president, you're not the king. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. You need to be fighting with us as we fight this administration on this issue, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, have your voice heard. We've got a lot of resources there. So ACLJ.org, a great place to go. Or you get on the phone right this moment. You make that call. You say, I'm not going to have a president that's king. 877-989-2255. Let's take direct action. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. or online aclj.org.
Welcome back. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The president decides to make recess appointments except for one problem. Congress not in recess. His own solicitor general said it's got to be 3 days. None of that's happened. They in the pro forma sessions, they actually passed the extension on the employment tax relief. So this isn't just pretend, folks. This is a real constitutional showdown and a real constitutional crisis. ACLJ.org. We've got an interview that I did this morning with Martha McCallum. I was on live on Fox News. I encourage you to go there. We've got also some great postings on it as well. So ACLJ.org, you can sign up for this petition to retract these appointments or call us at 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Right back to the phones we go.
Dave's calling from Massachusetts Online 5. Dave, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dave.
Good day, gentlemen. I called on my Senator Scott Brown this morning to find out whether we were in pro forma session or not. And they're over there hemming and hawing about whether we are. And the guy's saying, oh, well, they'll be calling it back this afternoon. And it sounds like they're making a lot of excuses because you're saying they are.
Well, let's really clarify. Than, what's the status right now?
No, they're back in session, Jay. They've never left. They've never recessed. But let me explain for Dave what pro forma session is. That's just a term for when they use this exact tactic, when they come into session every 3 days and do very little business. They don't do a lot of business, although, as you rightly point out, Jay, they did pass that payroll tax extension, so business can be conducted. But they're generally very short sessions, and they're conducted for this exact reason, to stay in session, to not recess, and to prevent the president from going around them and making these appointments. It's very clear, and both sides have used it. That's what a pro forma session is.
Now, by the way, a little bit of a surprise news here. Rasmussen is just reporting right now, and I want to, Will, are we, is this verified? This, okay, it is. Here's the latest poll in South Carolina, and that is Romney 27, Santorum 24, Gingrich 18. Do we have where Perry is on any of this? We're looking at that now. But anyways, Romney leading in South Carolina, followed by Santorum and Gingrich. It's pretty much assumed that Romney's going to win New Hampshire. Of course, if he were to win if we were to win South Carolina, that would pretty much be it. But interesting developments there. We got a ton of calls coming in, folks. We want to make sure that you go ahead and call us. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, go ahead.
Jim's calling from California on line 3. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. I understand the upsetness about it. But on the other end of the stick, when you sit and you listen how Congress and the Senate can't seem to make up their minds. They can't seem to agree on anything. They can't seem to get anything done on time. Somebody's got to do something. I mean, if I didn't get my job done on time, I wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, but you're not the king of the United States. I mean, you have to follow the Constitution. And, Jordan, that's the problem here. The president, what? You could argue about the whether you like what the Senate's doing or not doing, or the House, and then they're moving quick enough or not. But it's separation of powers, man. There's a Constitution at stake here. This is a Constitution that's been created.
I think if people don't like the deadlock and the fighting, then they should have elected a big Republican majority to the House of Representatives
in 2010. Or a big Democrat. They could have done it either way.
And they did that, but the American people did that, Dad, because they wanted to put a hold on what President Obama was doing. I mean, that's usually what happened. It happened to President Bush the last 2 years of his term. Democrats came back. They took the House and the Senate. They put a hold. He didn't make any more recess appointments because they instituted this policy. Don't tell me that this is about legislation. It's not. These are about appointments to a new bureaucratic position that's very controversial and is not even necessarily necessary to conduct the business of the country. If you don't like what's happening, you have a voice, you vote, you decide who you're going to vote for. But when you have a divided Congress, a very divided Congress, that's what the American people voted for, and that's what happens. Controversial appointments don't get through.
You're exactly correct, and that's the nature of why we're fighting back here, folks. You need to go to your phone. The Constitution's at stake here. 877-989-2255. We got our government affairs team. I got our lawyers looking at the legal actions here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's fight back. We don't have an imperial presidency here.
Allie calling from Virginia online 2. Allie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes. I called my representative, Frank Wolf, and he says they are in recess. They won't be back till January the 17th. Now, I'm completely in disagreement with the Obama administration. They are acting like...
Well, your congressman, unfortunately, I don't want to cut you off here, but, Than, let's be clear, your congressman's wrong. They're not in recess.
Terms can be confusing here. Let me explain exactly what's going on. The Congress does adjourn regularly. They do it every night, and they come back the next morning. Sometimes they adjourn over the weekend. What is happening right now? The Congress is adjourning for a few days, and every 3 days they come back in. They meet for a few minutes in pro forma session, and then they adjourn again till 3 days later. So unless you call at the exact time, they might not actually be on the floor, but they're still in session, Jay. Recess is not the right term. They have not recessed, and in fact, both chambers have to agree in order to recess, and that has not happened, and it will not happen.
All right, Jordan, but there is this confusion out there, and the media was getting a little bit of that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is a constitutional law issue. It's not really policy. It's not, is it good or bad? It's just, is it legal or not? And terminology, as Dan said, is very important. But let's just be clear. A congressman, you could call a House member right now, and they may say, no, I'm not in D.C. right now, or we're not meeting till this week. That doesn't mean recess. Recess is a very technical, specific thing spelled out in the Constitution, what it means, how it's done, different than just adjourning, different than taking 2 days. It's specific. And so don't be confused by the language, and just make it clear. This would not be a controversy. MSNBC wouldn't be talking about it. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't have to comment on it if it was a recess appointment. Why? Because you may not like them, but it's constitutional. Clearly defined in the Constitution, the president's role. Why was this on news yesterday? Why is it on the news today? Why were you on Fox News, Dad? It's because it's controversial, and it wouldn't be controversial if it was just another recess appointment.
Well, let me tell you something. I want to say this. Almost 700 of you have called our offices already, probably with online. It's probably pushing 1,000. But go do that right now. Fight back, folks. We'll take another call in a moment. 877-989-2255 as we fight back against a move by an imperial president. 877-989-2255. Let's grab one more call.
Dwayne from Georgia, online for Dwayne. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great.
I just want to echo what I heard a caller on y'all program said yesterday. I want to vote no for Obama, and I hope that millions of other people vote no for him in November 2012 election, because I'm tired of his scrutiny. It seems like he is always dominating the news.
He's dominating the news, and here's my vote. I'm not going to, you know, endorse or oppose a candidate. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm for the Constitution, and this move by the president is not constitutional. So, folks, I've got 707 of you have called us so far in the last 28 minutes. Here's what I want you to do. I want to be, when I get off the air, I want over 1,000 phone calls. Everybody that's listening to me right now, we want to take this to the White House on Monday. We want to make your voice heard. You go to your phones right now or ACLJ.org. You can sign up online. We've got a petition going to the president. Retract these appointments. Congress, stand firm. Let's support the Constitution. Here's the number. Everybody that is listening to me right now, go to your phones. We've got a constitutional crisis. We need to speak out. Jordan's going to give you this number, but folks, we have to speak out and take direct action right this moment.
You know, folks, you get upset about this for five minutes, 2 days, and over the weekend you get distracted and you don't pay attention anymore. He's going to keep doing the same thing. He gets reelected, he'll keep doing more and more of this. Congress won't matter anymore. Your vote for congressional members won't matter. Call now, 877-989-2255. Oppose this and keep it in the forefront. 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. Sign up online and get yourself educated.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.